Come on, say that name again. Jesus. Say like you know Him. Jesus. Say like you love Him. Jesus. One more time and just torment the devil. Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good. I would encourage you to get behind IMO. We support IMO every month. It's a great ministry. It's great soul to sow into. And as you begin to give, guess what? God's going to bless you. I'll never forget the last time I saw my dear friend, the late John, not Joel, but John Osteen. Brother John said this to me. He said, Danny, never, never forget this. When a man of that caliber speaks, you listen. I said, what's that, Brother John? He said two things. Number one, missions is the heartbeat of God. And number two, he said this. He said, God will always, everybody shout always.
Always.
God will always abundantly bless those who will give in obedience to missions. Amen. Oh, God is good. I said, God is so good. I said, but you look good today. Tell somebody, say, He's talking about me. Come on now. He's talking about me. God bless you. You may be seated if you can. I love you, I honor you, I bless you, but especially our pastors. How many of you would appreciate our pastors? Come on, shout amen. Let them know you love them. God is good, God is good, God is good. Now this morning we're going to start off nice and easy. Quiet, sober, somber, reserved, laid back, low key, dignified, and Presbyterian style. Not. But tonight, guess what? God's going to show up and show out. If you're believing God with me, shout amen.
Amen.
I believe the healing power of God, the miracle power of God, is going to flow like the river and fall like the rain.
Amen.
Now, recently I was in Hazel Park, Michigan, outside of Detroit, at Saddle Mount Church with Pastor John Bullock, called the pastor tomorrow. And I was there on a Sunday night, like we're going to have tonight. And I was preaching away, having a good time. It was so good. I was preaching so good, I wanted to buy the tape myself. It was good. But I stepped off the platform. I went back several rows back. There was a lady there, a visitor. I walked back to her, and I said, honey, she said, yes. I said, lay your hands on your chest. She said, do what? I said, lay your hands on your chest. She said, why? I said, I don't know why, but God said to tell you, lay your hands on your chest. She did. I said, your lungs are being healed right now. Now, that was on a Sunday night. And the next morning, I flew home to Virginia. Now, I live in Virginia, but originally, I'm from the Holy Land. I am Alabama. Roll Tide. Hallelujah. But I flew home to Virginia, and that afternoon, the pastor called me. He said, you remember the lady last night, the visitor? I said, yes. I didn't know this till a few moments ago. I said, what's that? You said, lay your hands up on your chest, and you said, you're being healed. Well, I didn't know she had stage 4 lung cancer. But she went this morning to the doctor. The doctor said, I don't know what's happened to you, but there's not a sign, not a spot, not a trace where any cancer has ever been in your body. Come on, shout amen. We can believe God tonight. Oh, hallelujah, for the healing power of God, the miracle power of God to flow like the river and to fall like the rain. Can somebody shout amen?
Amen.
Now, some time back, I was at Living Waters Christian Center in Durham, North Carolina. It was on a Sunday morning like this. And I stepped on the pulpit and Lord said, son, I want you to tell the people this. I said, what's that, Lord? He said, I want to have every woman in the sanctuary. The doctors have told them, the medical science has told them, they will never, never, ever be able to get pregnant. They'll never be able to conceive. Have them come to the front right now. And Pastor, I spoke that word, and when I did, 17 ladies came to the front. Well, guess what? With God, all things are possible. I laid hands upon all 17 ladies, believing God with them. I just went back there recently. Guess what? When I went back, all 17 ladies were praying. Come on, shout amen. And that is what they call church growth. Amen. But tonight we're believing God for a mighty move. So I'd encourage you to bring out your neighbors, your in-laws, your outlaws, whatever. Because I believe the healing power, the miracle power of God is going to flow. Can somebody shout amen?
Amen.
Would you raise your hands one more time and just begin to praise Him? Oh, hallelujah. Begin to praise ye the name of the Lord. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Come on, somebody, don't stop. Praise Him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. Hallelujah. Let everything but His breath do what? I said, let everything but His breath do what? Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, somebody. One more time. Give the Lord another shout of praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel good. I said, I feel good. Now, I know we don't go by feelings. Come on, somebody. We walk by faith and not by sight. But guess what? I feel good. I feel a James Brown anointing coming on. Wow! I feel good. Oh, you look good today. Pastor, I'm so glad I got to be here today at this great church. You haven't seen anything yet. Raise your hands one more time. Shakata bosubatile batil. Lo shakata tata. Shule batula mandila batula mandala. Shindele batula mandribosubabatala bakail. Hele batea. Get ready, new generation, because you're going to see something begin to happen in the next few months. It's going to cause this church to begin to leap forth in a greater way. God's going to cause His healing power to begin to flow. And this place will be known as a mighty healing center because there's a fresh anointing coming upon this body. Even this very day, get ready, get ready, get ready. And people will begin to come from all around, the north, the south, the east, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, I'm placing a mighty fresh anointing of healing upon the church. So get ready, get ready, get ready. It's on the way. Come on, somebody shout amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it's okay to shout. Come on, somebody. It's okay to rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. If you don't run, I will. Come on, somebody. Begin to praise Him. Woo, hallelujah. 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 I'm getting kind of antsy. It's been a long, long time since I preached. Haven't preached since Thursday night. I'm getting antsy. Come on now. Hallelujah. Well, how many have your Bibles with you this morning? Why don't you hold them up high and just torment the devil? Come on now. And say this with me, please. Say, I'm a warrior for the Lord. With my two-edged sword. I'm armed and dangerous with the Word of God. And the church will just take it and just shake it in the devil's face. I said in his face. I mean, seriously, so we're doing this number here. No wonder you got problems, honey. He's been under our feet. Amen. I'm ready. I'm ready. Would you turn with me, please, this morning to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. Beginning with verse number 1. Hallelujah, somebody. Woo! Mark. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Mark, chapter 2. Mark, chapter 2, beginning with verse number 1. If you're there, shout, I'm there. If you're not, get ready. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that Jesus was in the house. Guess what? He's in this house today. And it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together. Insomuch that there was no room to receive him. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come to him, bring one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, then cover the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain scribes sitting there and reasoning in the hearts, "Why doth this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately, when Jesus perceived in the spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your heart? Is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise, take up thy bed and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into the house." And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went before them all, insomuch they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, "We've never seen it on this fashion." I like that. Luke's gospel, Luke puts like this: "We've seen some strange things today." I want to minister for just a few moments along these lines. When Jesus is in the house. Come on, say that. When Jesus is in the house. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word is life-giving. Your word is life-changing. And Father, I believe today, because of your holy word, we will never, ever be the same again. We thank you now. We bless you. And all of God's people said together, amen. Amen. That sounded good. You better say it again. Amen. I said, Jesus is in the house. He's here. He's here. And because he is here, whatever you need, he is. Whatever you need, he has. And whatever you need, he can do. He is in this house today. Can somebody shout, he's here? If Jesus is not in the house, then nothing else really matters. But if Jesus is in the house, that's all that matters. But guess what? He's here. You see, the Master is in the house. The Almighty is in the temple. The Holy One is in the sanctuary. The Lord is in the assembly. Or in other words, the man from the station is here. You said, "Do what?" I said, "The man from the station is here." Well, a number of years ago, my wife, my son were out snow sledding. It was a cold, cold winter morning. We were out snow sledding. My daughter was in school. My son was too young to go to school. We're out snow sledding. My wife said, "Okay, y'all can do that. I'm going back to the van. It's nice and toasty." And so my son, as they were going down the hill time and time again on that sled, finally he said, "Daddy, I can go down by myself. I'm a big boy." I said, "No, we better do it together." He said, "But Daddy, I'm a big, big boy." So guess what? I gave in. I put him on the sled. I gave him a push off the top of the hill. He was going down the hill so excited. And all of a sudden, that sled started going more and more and more to the left. And all of a sudden, it hit a fence post. And I heard it when it broke. Not the fence post, but his leg. He was at the bottom of the hill, the weeping, the wailing, the gnashing of teeth. And I ran down to the bottom of the hill. I forgot about the sled. I picked him up, and I began to make my way to the top of the hill. And my wife saw us coming. She rolled the window down. She said, "Daniel, what had you done now?" And sure enough, it was broke. We went to the hospital. He got a cast put on. We went home. I put him in front of the fireplace. I got him something nice and warm to drink. He said, "Oh, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." I said, "What, buddy?" He said, "Oh, Daddy, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Pray, Daddy, pray." So I laid my hands upon him. And I prayed a good prayer. I prayed a Pentecostal prayer. Come on now. You may not know this, but guess what? I am Pentecostal. Somebody asked me another question. If you weren't Pentecostal, what would you be? I would be ashamed. Come on now. But I laid my hands upon him. I prayed a good prayer. And I came back about 10 minutes later. I said, "How's it going, buddy?" He said, "Oh, Daddy, pray again. It still hurts. Pray again." I said, "Buddy, we've already prayed, but we've got to wait for the manifestation." He said, "When's it coming?" I said, "Who?" He said, "When's the man from the station coming?" Come on now. I got a word for you. The man from the station is here right now. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about Jesus is in the house. And when Jesus is in the house, there's going to be answers to your prayer. There's going to be blessings. There's going to be deliverance. There's going to be provision. There's going to be healing. There's going to be impartation, because it's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Come on, shout amen, somebody. When Jesus is in the house. Now notice this story. The Bible tells us it was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house. And people came from everywhere. I mean, they came from Cana. They came from Bethlehem. They came from Nazareth. They came from Detroit and Dallas and Denver. They came from Charleston. Come on, somebody. They came, why? Because Jesus was in the house. And they didn't come to see the house. It could have been a beautiful house. But they didn't come to see the walls or the windows or the shutters. But they came because Jesus was in the house. They didn't come to see Peter, James, or John. But they came, why? Because Jesus was in the house. Who was in the house? Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Righteous One of Jacob. They heard about this Jesus. They heard about this Jesus who walked upon the water, who fed the 5,000, that turned the water into wine, who raised the dead. Come on, somebody. They heard about this mighty Jesus. They heard that Jesus was the healer. And as Luke's gospel said, the healing power was in the house. And they knew that Jesus was the healer. And the healing power was there. And they could give their friend to Jesus, that he would receive his healing. But you see, the Bible tells us those four men. Who were they? It could have been four strangers. But personally, I believe it was four friends. And those four friends, they brought their friend who was sick of the palsy. He was a paralytic. He was crippled. They brought him to the house. Why? Because Jesus was in the house. And they came, the Bible says, they couldn't get close to the house because of the press. ABC, NBC, I don't know. But they couldn't get there because of the press. And you know, if that had been most of us, we'd say, shucks, I tried my best. I came too late. But guess what, church? You got to make a way. I'm not going to back up, back off, or back down. My friend, I'm going to make my way to Jesus. Come on, somebody. If you want something bad enough, you'll find a way. But if you don't, you're going to find an excuse. And so those four men, they couldn't get in because the place was crowded. But those four men went to the top of the roof. And they begin to pull the tiling away. We all need four crazy friends. Come on now. I'm talking about the house is full of doubters, but there are four men full of faith. The house is full of skeptics, but there are four men full of faith. The house is full of unbelievers, but there are four men full of faith. And remember this, four of a kind always beats a full house. Amen. And so they went to the top of the roof. They began to pull the roof back. Began to pull the tiling back. I see it now. Jesus was down in the house preaching away. The Bible says he was preaching the Word. Think about this. I thought about this earlier this morning. The Word was preaching the Word. Come on now. He was preaching the Word. All of a sudden, he looks up and sees little particles begin to fly. He sees little dust particles. All of a sudden, he sees a hole. And the hole gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Peter said, Master, we don't see that every day. All of a sudden, that hole got so big. And those four crazy friends, they let their friend down, 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 down to the hole in the roof. They let it down at the feet of Jesus. Because they were saying, hey, Jesus is in the house. If we just get to Jesus, everything's going to be okay. Let me tell you something, church. In the presence of the Lord is everything you need. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His presence is fullness of healing. In His presence is full of deliverance. It's all about Jesus. And I've got a word for you, church. Guess what? Jesus is in this house today. If you believe that, come on, shout amen. Amen. I said He's here. Raise your hands up high, somebody, and shout He's here. He's here. He's here. When Jesus is in the house, all of your expectations are going to become manifestations. Come on, somebody. When Jesus is in the house, great things are going to happen. When Jesus is in the house, no problem, oh, can stand before Him, because Jesus is the Almighty, the Son of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, shout amen, somebody. But they let Him down, down, down at the feet of Jesus. No, what did Jesus do? You scoundrels. You tore a hole in the roof. No, He didn't say that. But the Bible says, and Jesus saw their faith. One version says, He saw the extent of their faith. And what did He say? When He saw their faith, He said, son. He said, what? Son. He didn't say, you paralyzed man, you crippled man, you man of the palsy. But what did he do? He called him not by his difficulty, but he called him by his destiny. Let me tell you, I could keep on right there for a moment. He's all through the Bible, through the Gospels. Jesus looked at people. For example, the woman had the issue of blood. He said, daughter. The woman that's spirit infirmity. He said, daughter of Abraham. Now what about Barnabas? Barnabas, the gospel writer called him a blind man. The people called him a blind man. But Jesus never called him a blind man. Because Jesus does not call you by your problem. He calls you by your potential. Come on now. He doesn't call you by your difficulty. He calls you by your destiny. Come on, shout amen. If somebody can label you, they can limit you. But guess what? Nobody is going to label me. Oh, come on, somebody. Because I have been set free. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus says, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. You see, that's the very first thing that Jesus did. He said, your sins are forgiven. How many of that's the greatest thing right there? Come on now. Thank God for His healing power, His miracle power, but thank God for His salvation. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm saved. Hallelujah! I know that some of you may be saved to the bone, not me. I'm saved to the bone marrow. Hallelujah! Oh, glory to God! But the Bible says, Jesus says, son, that sins be forgiven thee. But that religious prophet said, who does he think he is? Nobody but God can forgive sins. But Jesus, by the Spirit of God, knew what they were thinking. He said, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, it's showtime. Just to let you know that I am who I say am. Y'all watch this. He then turned to the man who was laying there, sick of the palsy. He said, son, he said, take up your bed and walk. Arise. Rise. Tell somebody, say, get up. Get up. You've been down long enough, but guess what? He's here today. And he said to you, it's time to get up. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says, immediately the man rose, took his bed, and began to walk through the crowd. And the Bible says, when he did that, the people began to rejoice. Come on now. They begin to glorify God. Hallelujah. I've got 8 pages that don't cheer. I'll never get to them. Come on now. I'm talking about Jesus is in the house. Tell somebody, say, he's here right now. He's here right now. Come on, somebody. He's here right now. My God, your God, Jesus is in the house. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Now, I was in Cincinnati some time back. And I was walking to the sanctuary this Sunday morning. And about this time, this one lady, I mean, she's a good-looking, gorgeous, a beautiful, extremely attractive woman. She said, good morning. I said, good morning. She said, do you remember me? Now, I remember those guys. Come on now. I said, well, no, darling. I said, I don't. She said, you were here a year ago and you prayed for me. I said, I pray for a lot of people. She said, I may look a little bit different now. I said, what do you mean? She said, because a year ago, I weighed about 120 pounds less than I do right now. She said, a year ago, I came to the house of God here. I told my friends, I need healing. I got to go to God's house. And she came that morning. She had stage 4 brain cancer and cancer all through her vital organs. She looked like 3 miles of bomb dot runway. She weighed about 60 pounds. My God. She came over because she said, I got to get to the house of God. Why? Because Jesus is in the house. Come on, somebody. Jesus is in the house. And that morning she came so amazing. She weighed about 60 pounds. And she said, I come. Lord, I'm here because I believe you're here. And that morning she came to the front. And so when she came to the front that morning, I saw her there. She looked like skin and bones. And I started to pray for her. But the Lord said, don't touch her. I said, Lord, he said, because all people though is all of me and none of you. I said, okay, Lord. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed. And she said, Brother Dan, when you said that, all of a sudden the fire of God, it started burning through my body. And I knew that 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 I was made whole. Because what? Jesus was in the house. And she said, I went back to the same doctor who only gave me a few weeks to live. But guess what? No more cancer. Hallelujah! Yeah. I saw her. She looked different. She said, I got one more request. I said, what is it, honey? She said, Brother Danny, since I weighed about 60 pounds in, but right now I weigh a lot more. I weigh 180. Will you pray that God will take some of his weight off? Come on now. I said, me too. Come on now. Hallelujah. Because what? Jesus. Come on, say that name. He's in the house right now. Raise your hands up high and begin to praise him. Oh, I can stop right now and begin to pray. Ring in the ear is stopping right now. Your knees are being healed right now. Come on, somebody. Begin to praise ye in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, let me show. Brad, raise those hands up right now, brother. You haven't said a word, but the Holy Ghost here right now. I'm touching your skeletal structure, my dear brother. I'm touching your bone structure right now. I'm touching you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Hallelujah. Is it right? Is it all right? Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody begin to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, down the third row, raise your hands up high. Yeah, you in front of the camera. Yeah, your brother, raise your hands up high. Begin to wave him. The healing power of God's all over you right now. God is touching you right now, dear brother. In the name of Jesus, right now, all through this area, I see the healing power of the Lord. Yeah, that's it. He said, yes, yes. Oh, raise your hands up high and begin to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, begin to rejoice. Raise your hands up, honey. I don't know you, but I know the Heavenly Father. God said before this year is over, he's been turning that situation around for you. You've been crying out to God. God said, I've heard your cry. I've heard your cry. I've seen your tears in the midnight hour. And God said, I'm not forgetting about you, my daughter. So get ready before this year is over. You'll see my hand begin to move. I'm the God of the turnaround. And I'll begin to turn that thing. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Raise your hands up high. Hallelujah. Right now, cataracts are being removed. Raise your hands up high. Cataracts are leaving your body right now. In the name of, come on, somebody, begin to praise ye in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Do you receive the honey? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. I could stop right now and begin to minister to talk. Half of you right now, at least. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of God, he's here. Raise your hands up high and say, he's here. Say it again. He's here. One more time. He's here. Hallelujah. I was just in Alexander City, Alabama. The Holy Land, Alabama. Here was on a Sunday night. This one you don't want to miss on a Sunday night. Be here tonight. Here was on a Sunday night. I was there in Alexander City, Alabama, recently. And I was having a good time. Now, let me kind of back up. Before that Sunday night service, there was a lady, she told her husband, I'm going to that full gospel Pentecostal charismatic tongue-talking word church tonight. He said, for what? Because they believe in healing and miracles. But we don't believe it, he said. Well, they do. And I'm going tonight because I need to receive from God. And I'm going. He said, no, you're not. She said, yes, I am. He said, I forbid you. She said, do what? She said, I'm going to that church tonight. I'm going to that service. He said, if you're going, I better go with you. And so the night they come to the full gospel Pentecostal charismatic tongue-talking word church. And hear the word about the row five back there. I was preaching away, minding my own business. All of a sudden, I looked back and saw this one lady. I said, honey, would you stand up, please? And she stood up. I said, would you just step out the aisle and come on down here right now? Would you just step on down? And so that lady, she steps out of her seat, starts walking in the aisle. I said, in the name of Jesus, your stomach has been healed right now. When I said that, I didn't touch her. But the power got hit her. I mean, she went down. She was slain in the spirit. Let me kind of back up. I was at a church sometime back. A little girl came to me. She said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I said, what? She said, am I going to get slammed in the spirit too? Well, that lady getting slain, she didn't get slammed. I said, your stomach is being healed right now. And I didn't touch her. The power got hit that lady. I mean, she went down. Woo! She fell out. And when she went down, guess what? He jumped up. He jumped up. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. He said that maybe it doesn't. It's real. It's real. I said, brother, I know it's real. He said, but I didn't believe it was real. I thought you pushed people down. But you didn't. Nobody touched her and she went down. And what you don't know, sir, is that you talked about her stomach. What you know is this Friday, my wife came back from the doctor and he told her that she was eating up with stomach cancer. Come on now. He said, I want it. I want it. I said, brother, what do you want? He said, whatever you guys got, I want it. He said, I'm a Baptist pastor, and I want you guys got. I said, somebody lay hands upon him now. They did, and he became a Baptist pastor. Come on, shout amen. Oh, raise your hands up high and begin to praise him. Brother, would you come to the keyboard, Brother Michael? Hallelujah. Somebody come. Raise your hands up high and begin to praise him. Oh, come on, praise team. Come on, praise team. Join us. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. 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 He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Can somebody shout, he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Would you stand with me, please, everybody? Oh, stand, please, everybody. Begin to praise him. Raise your hands up high and begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the key of H, Brother Michael. That's for hallelujah. Oh, can somebody shout amen? Oh, hallelujah! My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Raise your hands up on it. Hallelujah, this is your day. This is your time. You haven't said a word to me or nobody, but God said, I'm touching you right now, my daughter. I'm touching you. Lay your hands right about here. Lay your hands right there, yeah. Lay your hands on the bone. Right now, the power of God's all over you, honey. In the name of Jesus, receive the Master's touch right now. In the name of, come on, somebody. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And somebody's wrist has been healed right now. Begin to move that wrist around. Hallelujah, somebody's wrist over here. So where are you? That's it, your wrist has been healed. That's it. And you over here, hallelujah. Oh, begin to praise him. Begin to praise him, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. She talks about your dad, gout. But somebody even here right now that's saying, I'm gout. Where are you? Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Let's attack it right now. My daughter, son, raise your hands up high. Begin to praise him. God is touching your feet right now. Not only that, but your nerve endings are being healed right now. And your feet be healed. Oh, hallelujah. Can somebody shout amen? My God, I feel it coming on. Oh, can somebody shout amen? Can somebody shout a better amen? Hallelujah. 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 I don't know how to describe it. Got a little bit of somebody down your throat, down your focus. It feels like it's been tightened. It feels like it's been tight. It's hot. It's hard. It's closing on you. But God said, I'm touching your throat. I'm touching your sockets right now. Why are you raise your hands up high? Take it right now, brother. Take it. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Oh, come on, shout amen, somebody. Amen. Woo!